生命记的第六章
Chapter 6、
啊、我们上一节、啊、就是学习为什么、啊、要尊荣神。
We study why we ought to exalt the Lord during the last session.、啊、
因为我们是神的王子。
Because we are the princes of God.、
啊、神是我们的王。
He's our king.、
啊、那我们跟神联合在一起叫做神的国。
And we together with him comprises of his kingdom.、
啊、神与我们同在。
He is with us.
所以我们的生活充满着平安喜乐。
Because of that, our life is filled with joy and peace.、
啊、那实际的做法要怎么真的是尊荣神？
How do we exalt the Lord in practicality?、
啊、首先一个最大的原则、啊、就是要改变我们的价值观。
One major principle to follow is to change our viewpoints and values.、
啊、这个 value、啊、这个价值观这个字我们很少用。
We don't mention the concept of value system very often.、
啊、所以不是说我很少用、啊、价值这个字就等于我没有价值观。
If we don't use the word value that often, doesn't mean that we don't really care about values.
其实、哦、每一个决定都在反映我们的价值观。
Every decision we make is a reflection of our value system.、
哦、你在做决定的时候，我们最考虑最重要的是什么？
What do we put into consideration the most when it comes to decision making?
那个就是我们的价值观。
That is why our value system is based
on.、哦、所以高举神就是价值观把神抬到最高的地位。
So exalting the Lord is to place God at the highest point in our life.、
啊、那我们现在回来看、啊啊、生命记第六章。
Let's look now to Deuteronomy chapter 6.、
啊、第六章的第四节，请读。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
啊、这里讲、啊、神是独一的主。
He says the Lord our God is one.、
啊、独一、哦、没有两个主。
There is no other Lord.、
啊、我们在慕道班的时候、啊、都已经学习了、哎、只有一个主，就是天上的神，又真又活的神。
This is a basic concept we learned even while we're choosing.
但是事实上哦。我们的生活常常发现有一些事情跟神一样重要，甚至比神还重要。
But we discover a lot of things in life that we esteem to be as important or even more important than God.
哦哦，所以高举神就是那个价值观要把它抓定。我不管怎么样，不管别人怎么样，神在我生命中是最重要的。
So exalting the Lord means that we place Him as the most important.Regardless.
好，我们现在看、啊、马太福音第六章。
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.、
啊、把马太第六章的二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.、
啊、马太六章二十四节，请读。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. No one can serve two masters, but either he will hate the one or love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
啊、这里主耶稣讲、啊、一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
He says that no person can serve two masters.、
啊、不是爱这个爱那个，就是重这个轻看那个。
You have to pick one to love and or one to despise.
那不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time.、
啊、所以高举神就是把神举到最高的价值。其他都是次次。
Exalt God by placing Him as our highest value above all else.、
啊、那如果我们这一段圣经再读下去，到底在讲什么
？If we keep reading this passage, what else will we find?
啊，所以二十五节。
Second verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on, nor not life is it's not life more than food, and body more than clothing.
好、啊，二十六节。
26. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?、
哦、一个人不能侍奉两个主，接下去就是在讲、生活的忧虑。
After the concept of not serving two masters, Jesus talked about the worries of life.
啊，就是吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
What we eat, drink, or wear.
啊，这个就是我们生活的内容，吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
What we do in our lives is the ultimate goal is to satisfy these three areas.
啊，那吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，从哪里来？从钱买来的。
And we satisfy these three areas through money.
啊，钱从哪里来？
Where does money come from?
从工作来的。
We work for it.
啊。哦、所以不要为生活忧虑。今天其实、哦、以现在来讲，就是不要为工作来忧虑、啊。
To not worry about life then extends to not worry about work.、哦、
那神会养活飞鸟。
That God will take care of the birds of the air.
我们比飞鸟更重要。
He'll surely do the same with us, who are more valuable than birds.
所以神也会养活我们。
And Lord will take care of us.、
啊、神会装饰百合。
He will adorn the lilies.
啊，那我们比百合更贵重。
And we're more valuable than those lilies.
所以神也会看顾我们。
So the Lord will adorn us as well.
哦，因此，这个到底最后是在讲什么？
So what's the ultimate point of that Jesus is making?
好，我们现在看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
21节。
Verse 21.Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
马太六章31节
verse 31. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
32节
For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. 33节 But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这个三十二节，这一些人都是外邦人所求的。
The things mentioned in verse 32 is that the Gentiles seek after all these things.
所以，一个没有信仰的人，最关心的是什么？工作。
A person of no faith will be concerned utmost with their work.
啊，要找到好工作，你就有好的收入。
Yeah.Have a good job, then you will have a good income.
那有好的收入，你的生活就会过得很好。
Good income leads to a good quality of life.
那为着要找到好的工作，所以在学校要认真读书。
To get a good job, you need to study hard.
啊，但是圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
啊，不要忧虑，这个对世界的忧虑太多。
Cannot be overly worried about the things of this world.
这个不是说不要努力哦。
This is not to say that we should not strive.
你看安息日哈，圣经在讲安息日，讲什么？六日要劳碌做工。
When the Lord described the law of the Sabbath, he says that six days you shall labor.
所以第七天叫做安息日。
So that you may rest on the seventh.
啊，所以我们到非洲去哈，安息日不是讲第七天的安息，我们都是讲前面的六日要劳碌做工，因为他每一天都没有在做工，第七天在安息，七天都不要做工了。
When we go to Africa to preach, we emphasize on the six days of labor because there are those who do not have a means of labor.
啊，所以啊，我们要尽本分哈，要劳碌做工，这是本分。
So it is our duty to work hard and labor.
啊，但是不需要太忧虑生活。
We cannot let it cause us to worry about how we survive.
哦，那要怎么办
？What do we do?
啊，所以啊，二十，三十三节。
Let's look at verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这里讲要先求神的国跟神的义，这些都要给你。
If we seek first God's kingdom and righteousness, all these other things will be given to us as well.
所以这个价值观的改变就是在我们生活当中把追求神的国跟神的义看作是最重要。
So we prioritize seeking God's kingdom and righteousness in our lives.
然后尽我们的本分努力做工，那你的生活神会照顾，没有问题的。
And then if we do our part, then God will do his part and take care of us.
因此，如果为着生活影响我们的信仰
，if our life style causes us to negatively impact our faith，
我们找一个没有办法持守信仰、没有办法 来追求神国神的义，那这样我们就不是高举神了。
If we choose a lifestyle, career path that does not allow us to see God's kingdom and righteousness, then we are not exalting Him.
这是一个很实际的问题。
This is a very real problem today.
你看，我们一般在找工作，你在考虑什么？
When we look for new jobs, what are our considerations?
第一个，pay是不是很高？是不是
？First, we look at the pay scale.
第二个，升迁机会。
Second, we look at potential future promotional opportunities.
那第三个，自我实现。
Thirdly, is whether it's something that we can handle.
不，那个怎么讲？
It's fulfilling. It's fulfilling to needs and wants.
就是这个工作有没有办法让你的理想、让你的才能能够发挥出来
？Does it allow us to give us the money and the promotions and is fulfilling to us?
当然能够靠近家那是最好了。
And of course, we want to be close to where we live as well.
所以我们一般考虑就是三四个。
These are the three, four things we consider the most.
这个。就是好工作
，and that is why constitutes a good job.
但是当我高举神
，but when we exalt the Lord,
一个人不能侍奉两个主
，we cannot serve two masters.
神是最高的
，God's the highest.
那什么考虑最后最重要的考虑是什么
？And what's the utmost most important thing we need to consider?
就是这个工作你做了几年之后，会对我的信仰有什么影响？
What is the long-term impact of this job on our faith?
这个要变成最重要的考虑。
This has to be the most important consideration.
薪水很高。
Salary.
升迁机会很大。
Future promotion opportunities.
也能够自我实现。
Fulfilling to our minds and soul.
但是我上班几年，我信仰会流失，这个绝对不能做。
But if this causes our faith to go down, then it's not an option for us to take.
我们有一些青年在曼哈顿非常有才能。
There's some of our fellow youths who are very capable. They found jobs in Manhattan.
但是曼哈顿的青年流失率非常高。
But the rate of loss from the church of these youths are quite high.
为什么想会去那里
？Why would they want to go work there?
因为这是一般人梦想的地方。
Because this is a place of people where people dream to work.
你能够在华尔街上班，别人看作是你有才能。
You can find a job at Wall Street, people view you as capable.
Pay 也非常的高。
You get high pay.
所以有的弟兄姐妹三餐都是公司提供的。
You have your meals taken care of by your company.
而且上班有那个 limousine 来接你上班下班，这不好吗
？You have designated drivers picking you up.To from work.
哇，这个是最好的工作啊。
It's the ideal type of job.
但是每天呢，要投入非常的多。
But then you have to invest a lot of your day into your work.
所以回到家精疲力竭。
So by the time you're back home, you're completely spent.
那六天上班完以后
，After 6 days of work,
到安息日你真的没有心情，有时候没有那个体力想要来教会。
You do not have the heart or strength to go to church for service.
那过了一段时间。
After some time passes,
两个礼拜来一次
you decide to go every other week.
一个月来一次
once a month.
这样渐渐信仰就往下掉了
until you completely lose your faith.
我们不是说在曼哈顿上班不好
We're not saying that if you work in Manhattan, automatically it's bad for you.
任何工作都是一样
There's an inherent risk to every job.
如果做到最后会信仰退步流失，这个一定不是把神摆第一位。
If whatever job you take causes us to lose your faith, then you are not placing God first.
所以至少第一个，它不会影响我信仰。
So we need to make sure this job will not negatively affect our faith.
那第二个，如果我的工作能够帮助我侍奉神，那就更好。
And secondly, it's even better if our work can assist in our servitude to God.
那再来就是它不会影响我的家庭。
And it will not be detrimental to our family life.
它不会影响我的健康。
It will not be detrimental to our health.
有的工作，这个压力非常大。
Because some line of work can be very stressful.
那这个压力到最后会引起健康问题。
And the stress can have health implications.
到几年之后，为什么你有癌症
？And it may lead to illnesses down the road.
你家族都没有癌症，怎么你跑出癌症出来？
even diseases that may not appear in your household previously.
工作压力太大。
Stuff that's caused by overwork and stress.
那这个压力会杀一个人的生命。
That stress can kill.
所以到最后啊，我们的价值观告诉我们，信仰、家庭跟你的健康，不能够用这个来去换取你工作高的报酬。
So our value system should teach us that we cannot exchange our faith, our health, our family for our work.
所以啊，高举神，在做决定的时候啊，其实就是在表现啊，神在我们心中的地位是什么。
So when we make our decisions, what we do reflects and shows how highly do we place God.
圣经里面在啊。路德记哈第一章，我们来看路德记第一章。
Let's take a look at the book of Ruth, chapter one.
路德记第一章有好几个人在做决定。
There are many people making decisions in this chapter.
看起来是小小事情。
It seems to be small matters initially.
但是你如果看到最后是大事情。
But we see the story play out. We realize that those were life-changing matters.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为这一些决定对他们的特别人生或者甚至信仰都有一个很大的影响。
Because these decisions made fundamental changes to a person's life of faith.
好，我们现在看路德记第一章。
Let's look at Ruth chapter one.
第一个决定是什么？亚比米勒。
First decision maker Elimelech.
他怎么决定？
What did Elimelech decide?
伯利恒的意思是粮食之仓遇见了饥荒。
His place of residence, city of Bethlehem, house of bread, was in famine.
然后他马上就想要搬到摩亚地。
He wanted to move to the land of Moab.
摩亚地是淫乱的地方。
Moab is a place of great sin.
摩亚地不在神应许的地之内。
Moab lies outside the confines of the Lord's promised land.
但是他从伯利恒搬到摩亚地，他生活的压力马上解决。
But in moving to the land of Moab, it relieved him of the stresses of physical life.
那所以你看，亚比米勒在做决定当中，神在哪里？
When Elimelech made his decision, where was God in the process?
没有神啊。
There was no God involved.
他只想怎么解决我的困难。
He only thought about how can God resolve my issues.
所以神是我独一的主，在做决定的时候，神已经不是他的主了。
So Elimelech, the Lord is my judge, decided to not consult God at all.
如果神是他的主他就会跟其他人选择留在伯利恒。
If the Lord is indeed his, the Lord indeed his king, and he would have remained in the land of Bethlehem.
所以事实上那个饥荒当中神还是看过伯利恒，他没有死后来神又开始祝福
But the Lord never abandoned the town of Bethlehem during the famine. He took and the people survived.
这个决定代价太大了。
And the cost of his decision was very great.
他本身死了。
He lost his own life.
两个孩子也死了。
He lost the lives of his two sons.
没有神的恩典，你就活不下去
Because one cannot live without the grace of God.
所以今天如果你要找工作
，So we want you to look for a particular job.
可以不可以找一个没有教会的地方
？Can we choose to go to a place where there's no church?
没有教会不等于没有神的国。
Just because the church is not there doesn't mean the kingdom of God cannot extend there.
你要这样讲也可以
You're technically right.
但是如果要找一个没有教会的地方，要有一个决心。
But if you go to a place with no church, you need to have a mindset.
我要在那个地方建设教会。
We need to resolve to establish a church there.
你看，现在美国有30间的教会祈祷所。
The 30 locations of two Jewish churches in the U.S.
30个。
30.
起先都是几个家庭。
They all start with a couple of families.
开始家庭聚会。
They establish family services.
再来变成祈祷所。
And then grow to a house of prayer.
再来变成教会。
And then become a church.
所以，如果我要搬到一个没有教会的地方找工作，一定要有个决心，我要在那个地方建立真耶稣教会。
So you want to move to a place without a church, you need to be resolve to establish a worship location.
那如果我的信心没有强到那个程度最好靠近教会。
If our faith is not strong to that point yet, then we ought to live closer to church.
不然的话，可能薪水很高，世界上飞黄腾达，但是属灵生命没有了。
Otherwise, even if we get a higher salary and higher job satisfaction, we will lose our faith.
好，那第二个决定。
Second decision making.
就是拿俄米的决定。
Naomi's decision.
拿俄米决定什么？
What did Naomi decide to do?
她要回犹大地区，第七节。
She decided to return to the land of Judah per verse 7.
为什么？
Why was that?
第六节。
Verse 6 explains.
因为神眷顾她自己的百姓。
She heard that the Lord had taken of his care of his people.
神的信实，神的应许没有改变啊，所以神又降怜悯给降恩典给他们。
God did not lose his faithfulness to his people and provide them with bread.
那这个改变也改变他的命运。
And this decision also changed the path of her life.
所以他刚回去的时候，人说拿俄米，他说不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉。
She returned bitter and refused to let other people call her sweet.
我们这里有没有拿俄米？
Are there any by name Naomi here?
有一个拿俄米姐妹坐在那里啊。
Got one here.
我们这里有没有马拉？
Anybody here named Mara?
你们将来谁生孩子要取给他取名叫马拉的举手。
Anybody want to name their kid Mara?
马拉叫做苦的意思。
You want to name your kid bitter?
所以拿俄米有啊，没有人给孩子取名叫马拉。
You name your children Naomi, but not Mara.
所以 Naomi 说不要叫我 Naomi 啊，我现在很苦，叫我马拉。
Naomi said to her town folks, don't call me Naomi anymore, call me bitter.
但是路德地到完的时候，Naomi又叫做马拉，又变成Naomi。
But at the end of the book of Ruth, Naomi once again lived up to her name.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为她选择回归到伯利恒。
Because she had made a choice to return to Bethlehem.
她学一个教训，受苦了，赶快回转向神。
So it's a lesson that we find ourselves in sorrows, we need to quickly return to God.
回转向神的时候，这个神的地位又高起来，高过她自己的意思。
And once she returned to God, she once again exalted him above herself.
那第一章里面呢，我们再看那个另外两个做决定。
Let's look at two other decision makers in this chapter.
就是两个媳妇。
The two daughter-in-laws.
这个拿俄米第一次叫他们说，你们回去吧。
Naomi said to her daughter-in-laws, return home to your land.
那你们可以再结婚，再有很幸福的家庭。
Remarry and establish a wonderful family.
两个都是舍不得啊。
Neither of them wanted to depart from her.
没有一个人不走，没有一个人走啊。好，那第二次，如果看十四节。
Then Naomi said to them again, let's look at verse 14. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her.
这里讲厄巴尔就跟别婆婆亲嘴，别了。
Orpah kissed her mother-in-law.
所以这个厄巴尔头脑想什么？
What's Orpah thinking at the time?
想她自己的前途。
She began to consider her future destiny.
我如果跟着拿俄米一生，我一生做寡妇，但是如果我现在回去，还有可能找到所喜欢的人，成立一个幸福的家庭。
As Naomi told her, she realized that if she followed her mother-in-law, she might be a widow for life, and she might as well go home and find a husband.
所以她做这个决定的时候，神在哪里？没有神啊。
So when she made a decision, did she consider God? She did not.
只有她自己的前途。
She considered her own future.
她是外邦人。
She was a Gentile.
但是借着婚姻，所以她现在跟这个神的国有份。
But if she can marry to an Israelite, then she will have a part in the kingdom of God.
那现在为着前途，她又没有了，就永远就消失了。
But she cannot see this have a future, so she decided to not go this route.
那第二个媳妇就路德在做决定。
Then let's look at the second daughter-in-law, Ruth.
那路德在做决定的时候，她讲的几句话很重要。
When Ruth explained to Naomi her decisions, she spoke some important words.
16节。
Verse 16.
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Your people shall be my people, and your God my God.
所以神是他决定的一部分，很重要原因。
And so God is an important part of her decision making.
那如果我们看到后面
，You look at to the end of this story.
就从路德的后代生出大卫。
Ruth's family lineage led to King David.
啊，那从大卫的后代生出了救主。
Which then eventually led to the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以你看，在路德记第一章，这个四个人做的决定啊，真的到他最后一生的影响啊，没有办法改变。
And so we can see that the decisions made by these four people had implications that extended well beyond their lives.
啊，因此，什么叫做高举神？
So what does it mean to exalt the Lord?
就是我在做决定的时候，神在哪里？
It means that there's a place for God when it comes to our decision making.
哦，那这个就代表我有没有在高举神？
It's a sign whether or not God is exalted in our lives.
哦，那如果我们人先求神的国跟神的义，也就是高举神。
If we seek God's kingdom and righteousness and exalt Him.
哦，那。我们生活的需要，神都会照顾。
Then the Lord will provide for our needs.
所以信仰就会有很多体验。
And then we'll have a lot of experiences in our faith.
所以我们回来看《生命记》。
Turn back to Deuteronomy.
生命记》的第六章。
Chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主，价值观的确定。
The Lord, our God, the Lord is one.
所以高举神就是确定以神为最重要这一个原则来做人生一切的决定。
Whether or not we exalt our God depends on whether we can declare this particular verse in our lives.
那我再看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
这里讲要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
Love the Lord God with our heart, soul, and strength.
什么叫做高举神
？What is it to exalt God？
就是在我们生命中尽心尽性尽意尽力来爱他。
Just to love Him with all that we have in our mind, our heart, our soul, and our strength.
如果我们看那个约翰福音
If we look at the Gospel of John
约翰福音的最后一章
Final chapter
约翰福音二十一章的十三节
John chapter 21 verse 13
约翰二十一章十三节
Verse 13 Then Jesus came in and took bread and gave it to them likewise the fish Verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?"
这里说，你爱我比这一些更深吗？到底这些是什么
？What is Jesus pointing to when he said these?
诸位，这一些代表什么
？What's Jesus referring to?
那有很多人都有不同的解释
There are different explanations.
但是如果我们前面往前推一点。
But if we look to the prior passage,
十一节
in verse 11, Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish, 153.
这里讲彼得打了153条鱼。
Simon Peter had a catch of 153 fish.
鱼虽多，网却没有破。
And the net managed to hold them all.
这本来要彼得一夜都没有打着什么，第三节。
He got his catch after having nothing for the whole night.
但是他照着主耶稣的话，他就抓了153条鱼。
But once he listened to what this stranger who turned to be Jesus about what to do, he netted 153 fish.
这个153条鱼就是神的恩典。
These all represent God's blessings to him.
那因为有神的恩典，所以他也有早餐可以吃，也有鱼可以卖。
Because of his blessings, he has fish for breakfast and to sell.
但是主耶稣说：“你爱我比这些更深吗
？”But Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
为什么主耶稣要爱这个问这个问题
？Why did Jesus choose to ask Simon Peter this question?
如果你看主耶稣怎么交代
，If we look at what he said further,
十五节的最后一句
，At the end of verse 15,
你喂养我的小羊
，He said to him, "Feed my lambs."
你爱我吗？如果你爱我，你喂养我的小羊。
If you love me, feed my lambs.
但是如果你爱我，你有没有爱我比这些更深呢
But to do so, you must love me more than these.
如果这一些啊，你爱这一些比爱主耶稣更深，就没有办法来喂养主的小羊。
You love these things more than the Lord, then you will not be able to feed His lambs.
啊，我想问大家哈，153后面再加三个零是什么？
If we add three more zero to 153, what we get?
153后面再加三个零是什么？啊，153,000，对不对？如果一个工作年薪153,000，谁不要？举手。
Who doesn't want a job with a salary $153,000 a year?
啊，153,000，这工作好不好
？Is it a good quality job?
啊，不错吧？哦，非常好，是不是？等过了一年以后就开啊，是吧？Tesla 啊。
You can save enough money to buy a sub luxury car.
153,000很高啊。
It's a lot of money.
但是如果大家都爱153,000，教会就找不到工人了。
But everybody loves 153,000 more than Jesus, and will be short on workers.
是不是？我在美国的青年呢，大家都很有才能。
Because we're full of capabilities among the youth.
所以在参加 NYTS 大家都有感动，我想要侍奉神。
Many people during NYTS are moved to serve the Lord.
但是一开始上班，哇，薪水很高。
But once they go into the workforce and got large salaries.
你还会想 TTP 吗？你去 TTP 的时候，你领的大概是三分之一，不然就是四分之一的收入。
Well, they think about putting their job and career on hold to attend TTP.
这个就很难。你爱我比那个更深吗？如果只爱那个更深 ，TTP 你就进不来了。
Then that'll be difficult. You cannot love your job more than the Lord. You want to attend TTP.
所以价值观会影响我们的决定。
Our values will influence our decision making.
我记得有一个，我们现在有两个 TTP 在训练。
We have two TTP students in training.
他们当初在美国总会 interview.
They were interviewed at our USGA.
其中有一个就说，有一天呐。他的太太问他
，One then explain how a particular day his wife said to him，
用英文讲了，说你为什么不把你的 prime time 奉献给神
？Why don't you offer your prime time to the Lord？
那他以为问错了，你知道吗？听错了，他问他太太说：“你再讲一遍。
”He thought he misheard. He said, "Excuse me, can you say again？"
你为什么不把你的 prime time 奉献给神
？His wife repeated to him, "Why don't you offer your prime time to the Lord？"
这一句话感动了他
，and once he heard that again, he was touched.
也感动了好多人。
A lot of people likewise were moved.
Prime time， 你如果到公司里面卖给公司，可以卖好高的钱。
You can use your prime time to work and earn a lot in return.
但是如果爱主耶稣比这个更深
，but you love the Lord more than these，
这个就可以放下来。
Then you're willing to set that aside.
我们就可以。来参与侍奉，来喂养神的羊。
And you willingly work to feed his lambs.
所以到最后，价值观影响我们的决定。
So our values will influence our decisions.
我们的爱，对主的爱会影响我们的决定。
Likewise, our love for the Lord.
我们现在有30间教会。
We have 30 worship locations.
我们需要有15位工人。
And we need 15 full-time workers to cover them.
我们现在只有11位。
We are currently at 11.
还少四个。
We are short on 4.
虽然补了两个。
There are 2 in the pipeline.
但是很快会退两个。
But it just replaced 2 that will soon leave.
所以还是一样，少四个。
So we're just replacing what is soon to be lost.
所以诸位，如果你不能出来当传道，请为这个事情祷告。
So we feel that we're not able to serve as full-time workers, let's at least pray for the matter.
怎么祷告？
How shall we pray?
我在这里，请差遣我，不要忘记这样祷告。
We pray, here am I, send me.
那神会不会差遣？那就给神做决定嘛。
It is up to God whether or not He will send a particular person.
所以不要一直祷告，神啊，他在那里差遣他。
So we shouldn't pray, Lord, here's this other person, send them.
大家努力祷告，神一定会感动啊！下一梯次可能两三个。
If we pray hard, the Lord will.Move the necessary people to come and serve.
神给我们信心，我们的价值观会改变。
The Lord will give the people the faith, and their value systems will change.
我们的决定就会不一样。
And decision making will be different.
我们再回来看生命记。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy,
第六章
，Chapter 6.
第六节
，verse six，
我吩咐你的话要记在心上。
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
第七节
，seven，
要殷勤教训你的儿女。
You should teach them diligently to your children.
这个到底在讲什么
？What is this referring to？
神的话就是最高的人生指导原则。
Saying that the word of God is the highest, most utmost standard for human beings.
这个叫做高举神。
And we view it as the ultimate standard, and we are exalting God.
我在想哦，神，我神的地位在我心中很高，但是神的话做参考，这个不叫做高举神。
If we use the word of God as only as a point of reference, then we are not exalting Him.
所以高举神就是我的生命一切的观念要以神的话来塑造我的观念。
We will let the word of God shape the way we run our lives, and that is exalting God.
如果我的想法、我的观念跟圣经不一样，圣经是对的。
If our thoughts are different from that of the Bible, we will defer to the Bible.
所以我人生的一切问题到最后要从圣经找到答案，我才愿意结束。
And we will make our decisions in accordance with the Bible.
圣经不是参考。
A Bible is not just a reference book.
你喜欢的你做，不喜欢的不做。
We don't get to pick and choose what we like from it.
十条诫命不是十条建议。
This Ten Commandments, not Ten Suggestions.
当我们把诫命看成建议，我们就没有把神摆在最高。
When we treat commandments as suggestions, we are not exalting the Lord.
诫命就是诫命。
A commandment is final.
含有权柄的命令。
It carries with it authority.
所以在实际上高举神。
So we exalt the Lord in our life.
就是价值观的确定。
We had to have the right value system.
就是我们对神的爱，爱到愿意奉献。
To love the Lord to the point of being willing to offer up everything.
然后把神的话当作最高的人生原则。
And treat His word as the human living standard.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.